This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I am praying that you are having a blessed weekend. I'm praying that whatever you're going through, I'm praying it does not last long. It is just so great to be able to be in the presence of the Lord once again. It's also great to have you all listening. Once again, I thank every listener of Safe Haven Podcast, to those that I know and to those that I have yet to know. And guess what? It's going to be a great service today. I guarantee it. And for those who are just feeling a little out of it this week, I get it. I'm going through some things as well. But guess what? I am pushing through. I am pressing through because you know what? There is an acronym out there that's called PUSH. You know what that means, right? For anyone who's a Christian, you know it. It's praying until something happens. And that is what I'm doing. I'm doing that today. I'm doing that right now as I am recording this podcast at this hour. It could be a late hour. It could be an early hour. But you know what? I am still doing this because guess what? God is going to bless me about as much as he's about to bless you today. So without further ado, we are going to get right into the service. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having I, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your congregation, I would love it. Please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven Podcast. I pray that whatever you're going through, I pray that God is continuing to touch you and guide you. For those who are going through bereavement right now, I'm praying that your heart, although it's heavy, I pray that God just takes some of the burden off of you. For those who are going through job struggles, I'm praying that God just delivers you from that job, that struggle that has got you all messed up. I'm praying for those who are just going through anxiety issues, mental health issues. Praying for those who are just in need of prayer and don't even know they need prayer. Also praying for every church door that's open in the Lord's name. Praying for every podcast out there with every minister and leader who is doing this as well. Also praying for this podcast and me in general. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for another opportunity to just be able to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, even though we're going through many things right now, Heavenly Father, that we don't understand. We pray that you just guide us, lift us up, encourage us where we feel discouraged, oh Heavenly Father. Lift us up where we feel down, oh Heavenly Father. Fill the gap that has been there for many years, Lord, due to depression, due to oppression, whatever it may be, oh Heavenly Father. We just say, just you do your will within us, oh Heavenly Father. And if we still have not walked in our purpose, oh Heavenly Father, lead us to our purpose. Help us to understand our purpose, oh Lord, because a lot of times we don't know what we're doing, when we're doing, and we just don't know how to do it, oh Heavenly Father. But give us the encouragement inside us, oh Heavenly Father. Fill us up where we feel weak, oh Heavenly Father, where we feel empty, oh Heavenly Father. Strengthen us where we are weak, oh Heavenly Father. Because right now, this is your will. This is your work. We are here to do your will. We're here to do your purpose. Sometimes we let life get in the way, oh Heavenly Father. For sometimes it takes us way away from what we intended to do for you, oh Heavenly Father. For right now, we pray for a prayer of forgiveness for not doing what you wanted us to do, Heavenly Father. We pray that right now, as of today, that you guide us and let us do what you wanted us to do in the first place, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we say thank you. We always going to say thank you because we're grateful. We are honored. We are blessed by the best, and that is with your son, Jesus, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we say thank you. We pray for every church door that is open in your name, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for every minister that has to get into the pulpit and give the word that you have given them, oh Heavenly Father. Let the word that you have given them be the most blessed word yet, oh Heavenly Father. And we pray for every podcast minister right now, Heavenly Father, who comes out here, oh Heavenly Father, to go to the airwaves and does not even have the hint of an idea of how much he or she is blessing someone right now. Be it that someone is being blessed in China, oh Heavenly Father, or someone being blessed in Sweden or France or Germany or even South Africa right now, Heavenly Father. We don't know for sure who we are touching and who we are blessing, but you know, Heavenly Father, and you continue to bless them in the way that you see fit. Right now, pray for this podcast right now, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless it, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to bless me, oh Heavenly Father. For this is not an easy road that I've decided to walk on, but guess what, Lord? I am doing this because you purposed me to do so, and I will do so as often as you allow me to, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, I just want to say thank you in advance. I pray for anything that is getting in my way, oh Heavenly Father. I pray that you just remove it right now, Heavenly Father, in your son Jesus' name, oh Heavenly Father. Right now, I just want to say thank you. I want to pray for my family near and afar. I want to pray for my friends near and afar. I want to pray for my enemies, oh Heavenly Father, near and afar. You just bless them all, oh Heavenly Father. Some of you may not have to, they may not have to like me. They may not even have to love me. But guess what, Lord? It is all about you and not about me. I push me to the side and I do it all for you. So I pray this prayer. for everyone out here listening. I pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. It's scripture time here at Safe Haven Podcast. I pray that you have your swords, your Bibles ready for the reading of the word. As we get ready to go into the sermonic moment, I pray that you're ready. We're coming from the letter of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. Once again, Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. I'm going to be reading to you briefly from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments, I pray that you pray with me on the topic of now what? Now what? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you in advance for the message that is about to be delivered. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that you just use me the way you see fit. Oh, Heavenly Father, empty me out right now and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Oh, Heavenly Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now what? You see, the past few Sundays, we've discussed about different levels of faith that will best prepare you for today's topic. Starting from July 4th, Free to Live, up until last Sunday's Approachable Faith. In each lesson, we learned a little bit about ourselves in addition to learning something more about God. You see, this is not a game that we play in a big building, if we're in a church, while playing leader and follower. No, see, this is real life with real issues plaguing our every step. And when it comes to our personal, quote unquote, Sunday, we're just ready to hear a message that'll move us outside of what's trying to destroy us and refuel our hope. Amen? You see, here we are today with Paul's letter to the people of Philippi. I recommend that you read this text in its entirety. Even though my podcast has no time restraints, unpacking this beyond the time that we normally share would be tough to digest in one sitting. See, the two verses highlighted for today speaks volumes for a lot of us that are living in a society that's obsessed with wealth and status. See, there's not a day that goes by I don't see on social media or see in real life or hear in person about people that want to be rich and famous. There's nothing wrong with being rich and famous. I'm not going to sit here and knock them down by saying it's bad to be rich and famous. You see, these people believe that they are head over shoulders better than everyone that they come in contact with. And I'm talking about the people who think they're so up there that they can't be humbled, that they can't be brought back to reality. And it's kind of hard to see that when you are so focused. And there's nothing wrong with the focus. It's just that sometimes you need an alignment, realignment. It's kind of like what the analogy that I use a lot of times about us, in, like cars. The tires need to be realigned. Our focus inside our hearts need to be realigned sometimes, because sometimes we get out of focus. So we get off alignment, and then we go in a different direction that we weren't intended to be going. That's when some people believe that. But see, they think, those people that I'm referring to, they think that they're better than you, and me. See, the truth is, when you don't have a humble heart and or mind, you tend to have a selfish take on life in general. Amen? See, look at how people are confused about something that could potentially save their lives, but allowing what was said about them for centuries convinced them that if they do this, it's curtains for them. They would rather believe alternative facts over true facts, because the officials worded their intentions wrong. Now, you see, you think I'm talking about the vaccine, but I'm talking about employers hiring people, selling the lie to the unwitting and unsuspecting employee over the truth that the pay isn't that great and the work is not that rewarding. Amen? You see,
In verse 3, it states, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves." You see, you have to ask yourself if what you're doing to succeed is out of selflessness or is it out of selfishness? I don't know what your answer is, but I'm prayerful that what I'm doing right now isn't rooting for being denied opportunity after opportunity. I don't want it to because Pastor so-and-so, Pastor Blank, didn't want to see me shine brighter than him or her. See, I'm praying that it's rooted, what I'm doing is rooted from encouraging and empowering brothers and sisters like yourself each and every week. That's why I'm hopeful and prayerful that what you're doing right now to succeed is not out of selfishness, not out of some need to show up someone. Hopeful and prayerful that it's about selflessness, about building people up, building others up. Like me, see, I must be able to set aside human nature and adapt to God nature. I hope that's what you're doing. Amen. See, for those that don't understand, God nature is the opposite of human nature, where we would say that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is stronger. See, but in God nature, the saying is that the flesh is strong, but the spirit is stronger. Amen. See, this brings us to our first point of today's message. I hope you have your notebooks ready. Be true to God. Once again, I say it again. Be true to God. When you're saying that you're being true to yourself, what do you mean by that? Let me rephrase it. When you're saying that you're being true to God, what do you mean? Do you know when you're not being true? Do you know when you're not being true to God or yourself? If so, do you feel guilty after being untrue? Do you have a sense of wanting to repent afterwards? If the answer is yes to any of these questions, you understand what it means to be true to God. If your answer was no, then you'll soon understand what Paul went through when he was still known as Saul. Matter of fact, you'll understand why the disciples were still not ready until after Jesus was resurrected. You see, being true to God means taking your faith to the next level. It doesn't mean that you keep doing what you always do on Monday through Saturday and expecting to be blessed on Sunday because you decided to love the Lord on one day. You don't have to say amen unless I tapped in your phone right now. Amen. You see, the reason why a lot of Christians are going through a now what experience is because they are a 6-day sinner and a 1-day believer. If this is you, you don't have to worry about the neighbor next to you unless you're listening to the podcast with someone who doesn't know your everyday story. Many people will say to me that I need to tone this down and stick to the scriptures right now, interpreting it the way that the Holy Spirit sent it to me. Really? See, others will say I will not know what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, I'm in the scriptures. I am interpreting what the Holy Spirit sent me. I may not fully understand it, but I'm the messenger. I never said that I created the word or I created the church. I'm just a God-fearing servant that was called to do what you're hearing me do right now. Amen? Amen. You see, this leads me to my second point in today's message. After you're being true to God, you be selfless. I'll say it again. You be selfless. See, verse 4 says it best. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. If you're claiming that you are a transparent individual, why are you blocking your neighbor from succeeding on their rise to success? Are you so focused on your one-sided success / failure that you don't want anyone else to shine as well? If so, don't come to the altar on Sundays with your selfish prayers. Don't be telling me how to be happy when you're creating madness and sadness on every single level. Don't be trying to ruin what God had in store for me and for someone else before we even met. Don't do that. You need to tell someone who's trying to invade your peace. Don't do that. Paul here is challenging us to look beyond ourselves and see that something else is in play for us when we do. You know, I've known friends that have started businesses and whatnot. I may have felt like that's a big step to do with a vision that could be dwarfed by the bigger businesses that they've had. But that didn't stop me from encouraging them to bring the botanicals to life or bring some herbal touch to a tea or launch a vegan cafe or whatever. Matter of fact, when I look beyond myself, I saw greatness in what they were doing and will continue to look beyond Brian Pusey when I look to their greatness. See, people that I know right now want to start a podcast and wanted my input. I could have fed them some stuff about paying for studio time and so on and so on, looking for a producer to do this and do that. No, the God within me told them the truth and said that even if we are competition, we aren't. Because you're doing you and I'm doing me, but guess what? We are doing this together. You know? See, because I'm about torch passing and building greatness where greatness is overlooked and underappreciated. I'll say that again. See, I'm about torch passing and I'm about building greatness where greatness is normally overlooked and underappreciated. That's right. I'm looking in the communities that are normally overlooked and underappreciated. There's greatness in the hood. There's greatness over here. There's greatness in this job that a lot of you all take for granted. There's greatness in your household. There's greatness in your spouse. There's greatness in everything. But are you looking? Or are you that person that would sell your soul for what will be a lonely existence, no matter how many sycophants are in your so-called entourage? You don't want the yes man, the yes you in the poverty, when a few no's could have spared you the financial damage and your image wouldn't need repairing. See, I know a lot of yes men and women out there, but I know a few of God's men and women who don't mind checking me when I need to be checked. I remember when I went out with this woman a few years ago telling me that I needed to follow my heart, but I was too stuck on myself to A, admit that she was right, B, admit that my feelings for her was beyond friendship, and C, admit that I was scared to speak, live out my truth. So I chose D, escape clause. I chose the escape clause at the time. Now, some years later, matter of fact, the other day, I had a heart-to-heart with my older brother. And he said the exact same thing, and it clicked as confirmation. 5 years too late for me and the woman, but confirmation nonetheless. Now, I had a conversation with the woman a few nights ago, and I admitted this to the woman who's still my friend. But it was too late to do more than just admit it. I can't go beyond that. But I was being selfless, and I celebrate what she has with who she's with now. Because I had to overcome, but I'm celebrating the fact that I've overcome my self-inflicted selfishness. I was so selfish, and I couldn't even share my feelings with someone that I actually cared for. And you know what? God woke me up. He woke me up. He planted the seed through her in me back then. It finally blossomed today. But guess what? Even though I missed my blessing with this person, that doesn't mean that I'm going to miss my blessing with the next. Amen? Amen. And that's... Now, you can just remove me and her from that equation and put you and your personal scenario in there, and you'll understand completely what I'm saying. Being selfless isn't easy, but neither is driving a car while others seem to be driving like they're playing Grand Theft Auto. Nothing worth having has ever been easy, and once you realize that, studying the Bible will become easier for you. Living your everyday lives will not be as stressful because you'll have God completely on your six. You'll probably change your Monday through Saturday habits as well to become a 7-day believer instead of a 1-day believer. Amen? Amen. See, this leads us to the final point of today's message. After you go ahead to be true to God, after you become selfless, now you have to be ready. Once again, be ready. Be ready for the blessings. Be ready for the fulfillment of everything that you ever desired for yourself. Be ready for your purpose to be completely revealed to you after years of dancing around the revelation. Most importantly, be ready for Jesus to return as promised. In John 7, Jesus says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come unto me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has says, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Are you ready to drink the living water? Are you ready for what, really ready for what drinking this water will result in? If you say yes, I guarantee you that it won't be perfect, but it will be more rewarding than the heartbreaks that life sometimes brings. Quickest point in the sermon ever. Amen. Why? Because it doesn't take 1,000 stories in 50 minutes every week to bring it home. Sometimes it does. But if God says be brief and to the point, you do that. If you don't, you lose yourself and the listener in the process. Last week, I presented a challenge to answer 3 questions personally, and a good number got in contact with me with their answers. That blessed me, y'all. And I'm prayerful that they were blessed as well. You see, the challenge for you this week is to spread this podcast to someone who's never heard of me and be like this minister I met a few weeks ago while I was supporting another minister. The minister approached me. He admitted to me that he was a follower of my podcast, probably listening to me right now. And you know what? That blessed me like never before. How did he bless me? You see, outside of the people that I know that are listening, I'm aware that I have an audience that does listen each and every week, and one day it'll be more. But sometimes, you know, you don't know that. You don't know that until you come in contact with somebody and say, wait a minute, you look familiar. Who are you? I've seen your picture. You that guy. You the podcast guy. You know, and, you know, that moved me. That blessed me. Because I am so moved. Because it allows me to realize that what I'm doing, this purpose is making a difference. You know, when I realize I'm making a difference, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop until God tells me to stop. You see, and that is the beautiful thing. So, you know what? God told me, be ready, because I got you. He already gave me the vision years ago, wrote it down, put it in the drawer. Matter of fact, I probably pulled it out of the drawer and didn't even realize I pulled it out until recently. I looked at it and said, wow, I was ready. I was ready then, and I'm ready now. I'm ready to go further. Are you ready? Are you ready to do what the Lord has called for you to do? If you haven't done it yet, I pray that you're ready to as of today. I pray that you make that move. You make that business come to fruition. You get that girl. You get that woman. You do what you have to do. You get that degree. You do anything that is possible. Matter of fact, I believe this message is for me right now. Matter of fact, maybe I need to be preaching to myself right now by saying, I got to be ready. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready for the career. I'm ready for the wife. I'm ready for the kids. I'm ready for the degree. I'm ready. I'm ready to lead your people into greatness. I'm ready to walk into a church door and call it safe haven. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'm ready. I'm ready to be able to save souls in a different way, just the same way I do every week when I do this, oh, Heavenly Father. I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's get ready if we're not ready. Let's be ready. Let's stay ready. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message. Thank you for lifting us up in a way that we have never been lifted up before. Right now, we pray that this word is blessing someone right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that you just move us beyond our 4 walls in life, oh Heavenly Father. Wherever we feel down, we pray that you lift us up and gird us up in a way that you have designed for us, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we say thank you in advance. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And see you next week.
Amen. Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.